is everybody?
Don't know, but it's starting to smell a little like danger in here. Or heavily fried food.
Every four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Welcome to Obvious Popcast, episode number 52. That's right, it's the Obvious Popcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. First of all, let's talk about that theme song. That's the new intro by Ian Tanner. Wow, it's amazing. He is so talented. The great Ian Tanner did that theme. I threw a few sound effects and samples in there just for fun, for the kids. That's why I do it. And now we're hearing some bed music. This is great. I stumbled across this record. The group is MFTJ, all caps, MFTJ. The album is called My Mom's Getting a Horse. Hilarious. Great title. Funny album cover. And this one's called National Milk Day. So I really like it. At any rate, we're going to have a great show today. We've got a lot of great new music. There's so much coming out. This time of year is great for new music. So we've got the new Licorice Quartet EP. We've got a new single by Blue. Aaron Lee Tazian. I think it's Tazian. It's spelled Tazjan, but it's Tazian, I believe. Aaron Lee Tazian. And new music from Weezer, Terry Scott Taylor, Field Music, Timmy Sean, new band Alien Attitude, The Lees of Memory, a new one from The Dowling Pool, new Matthew Sweet, and more. An extra special bonus track at the end of the show that is absolutely incredible. But we're going to start things off today with, of course, the Licorice Quartet. Jellyfish fans, they're back with EP number 2. I'm sure I'm not the only one that just wished they would have done like a 15-song full album, but it looks like they're releasing some EPs. Threesome Volume 2 is out, 4 new songs. It sounds great. And we're going to play one of the greatest tracks from that EP. It's my favorite from the EP, and it's called Snollygoster Goon. That's a fun title. Great power pop tune. So here they are to kick off episode 52 of the Obvious Popcast, the Licorice Quartet with Snollygoster Goon.
Show. I'll buy a show.
up all my money and blew all of my money. 'Cause I really don't, really don't, really don't care. I really don't, really don't care. Staying up all night, it could be good or it could be bad for you. It's gonna be alright, or it won't be. Broke up with my boyfriend to go out with my girlfriend. 'Cause love is like, love is like, love is like that. 'Cause love is like, love is like that. Staying up all night, it could be good or it could be bad for you. It's gonna be alright, or it won't.
And that was Up All Night from Aaron Lee Tazian. And wow, what a great song. Love that track. Before that, we heard the new one from Blue. That's B-L-E-U. The power pop wonder. He's a great songwriter, producer, and that's his latest single called Golden Child. A very hooky power pop song. Very fun. And before that, we started it off. The whole thing started off with the Licorice Quartet from their new one, Threesome Volume 2, Snollygoster Goon was the name of the track. Now, coming up next, everyone knows one of my all-time favorite artists, and we actually had him on the show for an interview, Terry Scott Taylor of Daniel Amos and Lost Dogs fame and Swirling Eddies. And a great producer and songwriter. So amazing. Talented fella, Terry is. But he has a brand new album coming out. This Beautiful Mystery is the name of the record. And if you got in on the Kickstarter, you should be getting it soon. I know that they've been waiting for manufacturing. The record is done. And the new single is out. The first single, I Plan, God Laughs. It's a beautiful song, great lyrics. That's right, I Plan, God Laughs. Here he is, Terry Scott Taylor, on the Obvious Popcast.
Here's another door slammed and bolted. It's one more window locked. You're on your way back home, and now you're not. With my fingers, I foam a steeple in such a way when I open my hands is no one home. Then I call your number just to hear your message on the phone. Maybe next month, maybe next year. Oh my, oh. of a faded photo in the year before things changed. I took heart that betrayal of an old friend now is strange. How could I be so mistaken? Why couldn't I see in all that time I've been walking haywire? Or that I'd be one of many who got torched in a scorched earth fire. I thought by now he'd come around. I would be forgiven, cause love would break us down. I planned. God laughed. I planned. God laughed. A landlocked sailor, anxious to move on from old history. His baggage is ready and stacked against the wall with a yellowing map, and he's dreaming of the whispering sea. You'll dig a hole to China in my younger days, and die before you get old. Go out in glory's blaze. I won't be aloof like my father, rest his soul like my mother. Worry about too many things. Pull myself up by my bootstraps, be an optimistic dancer in the rain. Next week, sometime this year, these things don't happen overnight. God plans. I laugh. God plans. I laugh. My favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Friend, when I take a walk, I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad.
wrong with me.
Okay, here's the deal. That one, that was nothing short of amazing. Field Music. Always loved them, but I think they've stepped it up. That one is my favorite track. That's my favorite track they've ever done. Orion from the Street. And that's their new single. They have a new album coming out, but the single is available, Orion from the Street by Field Music. Before that, we heard the brand new one, Weezer, kind of a surprise drop. They dropped OK Human, which is funny. A little play on OK Computer there. Their new album, OK Human, just came out. last Friday, actually, and I love that album. The whole thing is great. It's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Weezer album, and that was all my favorite songs. The whole record is good. Kind of different for them. Kind of some artsy pop on there. Power pop, I love it. And before that, we started that set off with, of course, Terry Scott Taylor, I Plan, God Laughs. Wow, there's just so much great new music out there, and, you know, I get excited. I think this is a great show. Every show, I love doing this because I just love the music so much, and I have fun doing it. You know, great bands, Weezer, Field Music, we heard from the Licorice Quartet, Blue, and there's a lot of great new artists as well. One that I just discovered is Timmy Sean. Now, he has a brand new concept record out, and it's great. It kind of takes Stranger Things and does a little bit of that 80s kind of nostalgia play. But it is a concept record. It's a power pop concept album. And I think it was somewhat inspired maybe by the political landscape or just the world events. The coronavirus probably primarily, I think, is what it's about. But dig into it. Listen to the lyrics. It's great. Here's a great track from it. I played one on an earlier show, but this one is She's a Monster. And this is a great one right here on the Obvious Popcast. This is Timmy Sean and She's a Monster.
There's no cohabitation once she makes her transformation. She's radioactive. Too many ways those monsters can get in up there.
I'm telling you, they can't get in here.
And I'm telling you, those things turned over our car.
Why didn't you listen to me?
Groovy. Hello. Hello. There's no one here on the telephone. Hello. Hello. Just here, working at home. I'm so lonely.
You're listening to Obvious Pop.
The slow, steady march of the laundry. Every time I break, it's upon me. It don't ever change. It don't ever change. The heavy weights of work.
Thank you.
All right, so who here has heard of the Lees of Memory? Huh? I don't hear any answers. That was the Lees of Memory. That's right. The crowd goes wild. The Lees of Memory are an amazing band. You just heard a brand new song from the Lees of Memory, and I'll tell you who they are in just a minute, but let's talk about that song. I hope you listen to that one because it was a doozy, and I love that album. It's brand new. They have a brand new album out called Moonshot, and the name of that song was Lonely Everywhere. Before that, we heard Alien Attitude, and that was Just Like You was the name of the song. The band is Alien Attitude. That album was called The Living Room. Now, The Living Room released a record under the band name The Living Room for Record Store Day only. Not available as a download, not available on CD, not available to stream anywhere at that time. Then they changed their name to Alien Attitude and released the Living Room album this year. And so now they're called Alien Attitude. The name of the album is The Living Room. The product comes out, I believe, in a month. So they will have CDs, I believe, and more records under the new band name. But it is available now for streaming. And that's Alien Attitude with Just Like You. Now, let's go back to the Lees of Memory. Some of you may know who they are, but I want to talk to you about them. One of my favorite artists is John Davis. In fact, I was fortunate enough to have John Davis play. They threw a 40th birthday party for me in Nashville at the club called The Basement, and it was a blast. And John Davis and his band at the time played. Now, John Davis was in the band Superdrag, and now he and the Superdrag co-founder, who co-founded the band with him, Brandon Fisher, have formed a new band along with drummer Nick Slack called The Lees of Memory. Actually, I believe this is their second album. And wow, they are great. I don't know, Valley of the Dying Stars by Superdrag is an amazing album. John Davis's solo album, amazing. He did a couple of things as a solo artist, and now he's in the Lees of Memory. And their new album, I believe it's their best yet. And some of John's best work, too. Just an amazing band. Love that track. Now, we have a lot more coming at you. We've got some more new music. And I love the Dowling Pool. I've played them here before. If you're not familiar with the Dowling Pool, I suggest you go out, check them out. They have a ton of stuff on Bandcamp you can listen to, and then you can order CDs and downloads there. But we're going to play a song. It's a brand new single. It's not even on their latest record. It's their latest single. It's called We Are the Noise. And I absolutely love this track. Now, it sounds a little to me like the band Self, Matt Mahaffey and Self. It sounds like that kind of influence, but there's so much going on here. I mean, there's some, I don't know, maybe even some Zappa and prog stuff thrown in there, mixed with power pop and hooky goodness. That's all I can say. Love this song. Probably my favorite Dowling Pool track. Here they are with We Are the Noise on the Obvious Popcast.
Gloves come off. narcissistic, too simplistic to disengage. Who are we?
We have a noise.
The servers heat with anger, a toxic tidal wave. The analytics anglers fish around for soldiers to enslave.
Turn me on, turn me off, turn it over, turn it over. You've done enough, I've heard it all. Hand it over, hand it over. My heart has been wasted on loving somebody.
You know what? That track we just heard, beautiful. All the Days of My Life by Drake Bell. And I cannot tell you, I can't say it enough, how great that record is. It is so good. It's from The Lost Album. That's the name of the album, The Lost Album by Drake Bell. And that's All the Days of My Life. Before that, we heard a new one from Matthew Sweet. That's right. He put out a new one, and it's great. It's just some straight-ahead rock stuff, some stuff that sounds a little bit like Girlfriend on the album as well. A great record. I think a return to form for Matthew Sweet. He's great. And before that, we started it off with the amazing, wild track called We Are the Noise by The Dowling Pool, and had fun this show. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and just trying to play some new music for you. And speaking of new music, here we go. Unbelievable. I don't know. Have you heard of the band Porcupine Tree? Kind of an obscure progressive art pop band from England. They really defied. They didn't really fit in a genre. They weren't totally prog, you know, like, you know, it wasn't like listening to Rush or Yes. Even the more Genesis-oriented prog like Marillion, a little bit different, but still some progressive elements in there. But the leader, Stephen Wilson, has made his name as a producer and a surround sound remix engineer and a remastering guy, and he's great. He's made his living doing all these remasters of past records. He's done just a lot of classic albums and has done surround mixes of them and completely remixed classic records. And if you look for the Stephen Wilson mixes of various records, I know he did an amazing job with some of the Yes albums like Fragile. And so love it. Love his mixes. Love his remixes. But he has a new solo album out called The Future Bites. And it just came out, dropped on Friday. And it is fantastic. There is one song in particular, and this is kind of a bonus track. Typically, we'd wrap it up with 12 songs for the Obvious Popcast. But this is a great one. And I want you to listen to it until the end and listen all the way through the song. It's a little longer, but beautiful. Some great music in there. And the lyrics, it's all about the lyrics with this song. And I wanted to say, I was a little convicted by the lyrics. Some of it hit a little too close to home for me. kind of about shopping or people who have to have the latest and the greatest or, you know, technology, record collectors. He really goes after them. The irony, though, is... sure, I admit, guilty as charged, the song that He's Got Me. But it's somewhat ironic and maybe hypocritical that he's singing about, you know, you have to have the latest box set when he himself is doing remixes for a lot of the more recent box sets and reissues. So maybe it's tongue-in-cheek and he's kind of talking about himself. But at any rate, here he is, Stephen Wilson with Personal Shopper on the Obvious Popcast.
Thank you. sunglasses. Teeth whitener. Deluxe edition box sets. Volcanic ash soap. Anti-aging cream. Self-love. Multivitamin supplements. Noise-canceling headphones. Self-esteem. Designer trainers. Self-indulgence. Diamond cufflinks. Detox drinks.
Self-obsession.
Self-defense. Smartwatch.
Self-obsession.
Self-defense. Organic LED television.
Self-love.
Self-control. Fitness club membership. Self-doubt. Fake eyelashes.
Self-indulgence.
Monogram luggage.
Self-esteem.
180 gram vinyl free tissue. Branded water.
Self-help.
Self-love.
All right, and that does it for this episode of the Obvious Popcast. And I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I think we got it.
Stop the tape.